It's the 26th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A man who sexually assaulted a teenage girl in August last year has been jailed. Naresh Kumar, 50, saw the girl in Addison Howard Park in Kempston on the 26th of August when he intercepted her and took her into a nearby obscure area and sexually assaulted her. A couple walking their dog saw something was happening and shone a torch towards them, which caused Kumar to let go of the girl and she was able to run to them for help. Mr. Kumar of Manor Close, Kempston, was found guilty of 6 different sexual offences and was sentenced at Luton Crown Court to 14 years. Kumar will also be subject to a deportation order after his sentence is served. Shakespeare Road in Bedford will be subject to a number of road closures both tomorrow and over this upcoming weekend from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tomorrow, Anglian Water will be working in the area. Then, over the weekend, the trees will undergo crown reduction and pruning to prevent contact with properties and to clear phone wires. Diversions will be in place, but it's advisable to avoid the area. Jacob Zuko, 20, has gone on trial accused of murdering a Bedford father of two, Leon Penman, 20, in May 2024. Zuko has denied fatally stabbing Penman and also denies a separate stabbing incident which occurred in March 2024. The trial is taking place at Luton Crown Court, with jurors set to begin hearing evidence later this week. Mr. Penman's family paid tribute to him, describing him as a loving father who will be sadly missed. Zuko faces charges of murder and wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. Visitors to Shuttleworth can explore the historic Shuttleworth House vintage aircraft collection and the Swiss Gardens for £5 per adult during its Summer Fete open weekend. The family-friendly event, where children will be admitted free, takes place on July the 12th to the 13th, 2025, and also includes live music, street food, a craft market and fair rides. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.